Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Business Scorecard, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Daniel Liguori, and this morning I have the special pleasure of having Javon Adams here in the studio. Good morning, Javon. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning to you.
Thank you. Javon is a co-host on 1060 Easy Sports with a friend of mine, Ed Smith, and privileged to have you on here. For our listening audience, introduce yourself, Javon, and you know, what you do now and how you got to where you are today.
Thanks for having me on. So initially what I do on the radio side is Easy Sports Talk, a co-host with Ed Smith. So we've been doing that for, goodness, a few months now. And we met before. We've known each other for a little over a year. But so I've been doing radio for a few years now in different, both solo and doing some podcasting. Also a small business owner and also involved in music as well. So I guess I wear many hats, a jack of all trades, but trying to master at least one of them.
That's wonderful. How did you get into radio? What prompted you to get into that?
It was, I guess it's a natural progression because years ago when I was working on my undergrad at San Jose State, I was in music at that time. So business is my undergrad. So there were a couple of friends of mine. We were in a group and we would make our way over to the campus radio station. And so we would get on there, we'd do jump on the mic and freestyle and just do all kinds of different things. And so I guess the seed was planted way back then. Sometimes we'd jump on, but I never really took it any further than that. So fast forward a few years later, you know, released a couple of projects, et cetera. But a really good friend of mine, one of my best friends, his name is Marlos. His professional name is Blaze Rock. So he approached me and he asked me if I'd be interested in doing radio. And there was a specialty radio show on Power 98.3 at the time that was called Friday Night Flavors that had gone away. And they were trying to fill that space with another hip hop specialty show late night. So in between Friday, Saturday, like late night. And I said, hey, why not? Because we have a good chemistry. And so it just kind of started there. And that's kind of where I got into radio. I didn't want to do what everybody else was doing because it's easier to be cookie cutter since people do this. And sometimes radio constricts you in terms of especially FM radio, where you're only able to talk for 30 seconds leading into the next song. So we wanted to do something a little different. We tried it and then we ended up getting away from it because our vision wasn't able to be realized for various reasons. But that's kind of where it started, the catalyst for it all.
Absolutely. And so you mentioned, you know, only being able to talk for 30 seconds on an FM radio station. Did you feel that to be like, you know, constrained where you want to say more, but because of the program director's guidelines and the way FM radio works that you were limited?
Oh, most definitely. And the thing that gets me is that if I think program directors don't give listeners enough credit for being able to be versatile.
Sure.
To maybe talk about the topic for 2 or 3 minutes. I understand if it's not a 10-minute segment, but 2 or 3 minutes and then being able to segue into the next song and then a few songs later, hey, let's continue that topic. So that I did feel a little bit constricted with that. And the person that we were working with at the time that was on our show, it was called The Pulse. So two out of the three of us were wanting to be forward thinking and trying to push the envelope, and that third person kind of gave us pushback, and that's what ended up leading us into the podcast world where we had a lot more flexibility, much more leeway.
Certainly.
Yeah.
And you prefer that? I mean, you know, it's certainly a different environment. And do you prefer that because you have that flexibility? You can talk about things more rather than on FM where it's 30 seconds and we got to move on.
Yeah. It's funny. I was talking to my cousin the other day, and maybe I'll get back to this later, but in terms of where I am right now in my life, she said that that's where I thought that you should have been 10 years ago. But what led us into the pod, what led Blaze Rock and I into podcasting was I had been doing some work, writing some articles and doing some interviews for a website, WCNN.com. And they had a kind of a radio podcast at one point in time, but it had been dormant for a few months. So I reached out to the founder, the owner of the site, and I said, hey, what do you think about doing this? And he said, okay. And so that's kind of how it started. So mixing music with topics. So with 5, 10, 15 minute topics, conversations, not the, so why is your album great? Or tell me why you're the greatest artist in the world. Really having conversations. That's really the freedom that we wanted. And that's what we were able to do when the podcast is Microphone Masters. But that's what we were able to do. And that's kind of the enjoyment and the fulfillment that came from that.
So, you know, with that, you find, you know, when you're on air, you're learning something different about all the different musicians and people you've encountered each time?
I would say 9 times out of 10, yes. I can think of a couple of conversations that really didn't go anywhere because the artist was, maybe they were prepared for the regular, again, the, so your album comes out on Tuesday. Why is your album good? Why does it have 10 cuts on it? Why did you feature this artist? What's your single? What's your, all that stuff. But I don't like to do that. Same way that we're having a conversation now. Sometimes if, there have been many times where I take notes, I research, as you should do. But if you mention something about maybe something that inspired you, well, I don't have that in my notes. Let's talk about what inspired you. Let's go a little bit deeper into that. And when I try to do that, and sometimes certain instances, the artists just don't know what to do. But that happens. Yeah. But for the most part, it is really, that's the great thing. And what it gives me the greatest joy, whether it's on the AM side, the FM side, doing podcasting, is when somebody says, that's a good question. Or when they, or off air, when everything's all done, and they said, that's one of the best interviews I've ever had, because you're listening and you're trying to respond the same way that you would do at a barbershop or just at a, around a barbershop.
Yeah, certainly. That's wonderful. Now, I mentioned at the top of the show about the Easy Sports Talk with Ed Smith on 1060 AM. How did that come about? I mean, I know you've joined him. How did you and Ed join for that Saturday morning segment on 1060 NBC Sports for our listening audience?
I'll say this. One of the things that I'm very fortunate of is that, so knowing Ed, knowing Earl Burnett, Sean McConnell, so we were all on 1060 AM, and obviously Ed and I still are, for a period of time. When I came to, I had a show that I was doing with Marlos, with Blaze Rock, called The Focus. So this was kind of my idea, and I was dragging Blaze along. Hey, we're going to do this show. And he's like, okay, fine. So I know he was doing it more so for me than for his fulfillment, just trying to support his friend. And so I wanted The Focus to be a little bit different. So talking about different topics, being a social commentary, talking about music, talking about, because I'm steeped in hip hop, talking about sports, all those things. So Blaze decided to step away, and I knew that was going to be coming eventually. And my time slot was Monday. Mondays from 7 to 8. Not the best time slot, especially if you're trying to monetize what you're doing for your show. Ed's partner at the time had decided to kind of step away. And so Ed and I, when I came to the station, Ed was one of the first people in an email to say, if you need anything, let me know. And I supported his show from the beginning. I'm a runner, so sometimes I'd stop by his show when they're on remote and I'd just sit and say, hey. Sometimes I try to sit far away because I was a little bit funky from running, but that I would support it any way I could, or call in or whatever the case may be. And I think, and Ed realized that. And so when his partner stepped away, I said, hey, I'm just putting it out there. Your time slot is a great time slot. Sure. I like working with you. I think you like working with me. I would like to do that if you want. And so he gave it some thought. And so we kind of took it from there. And I think I add a little bit of a different flavor to Ed.
I saw that when I came into the studio a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. He knows how I do my thing. It's just a little bit different. Sometimes with the music that we play in the background, coming in and out of breaks, and you'll see me dancing and everything. Cause if we're going to be there for 2 hours, I don't care if it's an hour, 2 hours, let's have some fun. So I think Ed is really warming up to that, because that's who he is at heart anyway. So, yeah.
Absolutely. With your show being on Saturday morning, and, you know, I know there's in this market, there's a lot of talk shows that, you know, appear from 5 a.m. till 7 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. Do you try to differentiate from the content versus, you know, what people may hear on the other talk shows here in Phoenix?
I think so. Here's a couple of things. And here's one thing that I realized. Ed made a great point when we were just talking about maybe integrating the partnership, so to speak. I know that I can't bring what I did with The Focus onto Saturday mornings, 10 to 12. I know I can't do that. It's because when you're out and about, if you're taking your kids to their youth sporting event, you don't necessarily want to talk about a really heavy, weighty issue like Kaepernick.
Yeah,
I think that there's space for it to talk about it, but not as maybe in a full segment. So where I think a lot of local shows really focus so much on the local teams, they're rehashing everything that happened during the week. And I think that's doing a disservice to the listener.
It's kind of like going in the past, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, I listen to it sometimes if the Diamondbacks are playing a game, the Suns are playing a game, and it's a game that, you know, ends on a controversial call, they'll spend a lot of time on it. Yes. And even, you know, around the NFL playoffs, we had a lot of that. And there's a 2 or 3 hour segment that, you know, maybe we'll talk about that. And I see in your show different. I mean, there may be touched on that, but it's not going to go as in depth, you know, a few moments. And I think that is really good. So it gives a listener the variety of it's not one topic and you go and cover different things. Yes. And also the local perspective, you know, having some of the local coaches on.
Yeah.
And that certainly adds more to the community, you know, bringing, you know, some of our local coaches here in the state of Arizona, whether it's basketball, baseball, whoever that may be.
True. And, yeah, and thank you for that. And that's and that's something that was in place before I came to Easy Sports Talk. Sure. And that's not to say that we're unique in that regard, meaning that we're the only ones that cover local sports, because we touch on it. There are some shows that go more in depth, and that's fine, and that's good. I think that's a good representation of trying to find that balance. I think it really comes down to comes from the perspective of a former athlete, and so being able to get. Not getting so much into X's and O's, but opinion based off of it. And so, because we could talk about X's and O's all day, that's great. I mean, last week we had Richard Sines on from Fox 10. And so I get that everybody wants to know certain topics of what they want to know about the Suns or the Cardinals.
But
I want to ask Richard Sines, okay, so if this is what you're hearing about Igor Kokoschkov and everybody's getting on his case about his lack of experience, hey, Richard, when you first started, were you experienced? Were you the best at what you did? No. Well, you grew into it, right? Did they fire you after the first month when you weren't the best reporter in the land? And I think that's what I try to do, is give a little bit of a different perspective and try to balance it out that way.
I think that's most important, just because it shows a listening audience that people have been in these situations, whether, you know, it's the Suns coach or the Cardinals coach. People have been in this situation, showing the audience that, you know, we have another perspective, you know, and it's not as black and white as it may look. Mm-hmm. So I think that really is certainly important. Yeah. What would you say makes a good radio podcast partner or just a show host from what you have seen? You know, I asked Mike Ferrin, who's a Diamondbacks play-by-play broadcaster back in October, and he works along with Greg Schulte a lot. What's your perspective of that?
It'll be a kind of a layered response here, and I hope you bear with me, is that I'm used to being the driver. I'm used to being the driver on the show. Why? Because when the Microphone Masters podcast was my idea, I went to Blaze Rock and said, hey, Blaze, let's do this. And he said, cool. Then when he decided to step away, I didn't know what to do. So I had to learn how to do the nuts and bolts and the all the other stuff that he was doing. But what made Blaze great is that he's my current co-host on my podcast. His name is Star Saxon James. He's one of my high school friends, really, really great guy. They can talk about flexibility to get to your question, to get to the answer. Flexibility, versatility, because James and Marlos can talk about the government, can talk about why Wu-Tang Clan is one of the best hip hop groups ever, and then also talk about where the local sports teams need to improve in the same segment. And that's great. And make me laugh. And if you ever hear me, and Ed does a good job, I'm trying to get Ed to loosen up though a little bit more on air, because he'll laugh with me and he'll look at me sometimes and he just, all right, man, that's how you get down. That's how you do it. So he's starting to open up a lot more. But Ed drives Easy Sports. Mm-hmm. So being in this situation, and again, I'm thankful for you guys for having me on.
Certainly.
I'm still getting used to being the guy that you bounce ideas off. Right. And that's cool, because I got stuff to say, but it's just a different dynamic. So I think it's just flexibility from both sides, because I'll ask Ed some questions and Ed will say, you know what, Jay, you're right. I didn't think about it that way. And there have been times, I think you have to, so flexibility, versatility, and you have to have thick skin. And here's the reason why I say this. I was talking, we were just riffing one day on Easy Sports Talk, and I mentioned that I don't have a problem with steroids in baseball, because what's the big deal, Ed? And Ed turned and he looked at me. He said, hold on, Jay. And he rattled off 4 or 5 points, because it was as if he was waiting for that one thing for me to say. And he said, well, Jay, let me ask you this question. And so as I'm starting to answer the questions, and I'm answering them in the way that supports his argument, he just starts smiling and I'm shaking my head. But that's cool. I don't mind being wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't mind admitting that I'm wrong. I think it makes for good radio, and that's what builds relationships, and that's what makes
I think
it's fun.
Just sometimes if you have difference of opinion, but you know what? It's good. It's good, healthy conversation. You learn from things.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, that everybody's going to have a different viewpoint of it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess maybe from Ed, from playing in, you know, in baseball and in the NFL, seeing it from a different perspective.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed, like, there's a lot of, you know, from listening to Easy Sports Talk, you know, I've been a guest on the show, and I've also listened to a lot of it. It talks a lot of the psychological perspectives of sports. You know, there's a lot of, you know, I mean, as fans, I mean, even myself, I get caught up in, you know, wins and losses. Everybody looks at that. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of psychological things that go on outside of, you know, a team winning and losing.
Sure.
And I think that really, as a listener myself, and I think what you guys do really well at is it's really showing, okay, there's more than, okay, a team lost 13-10 or it's 3-0 today. There's a lot more that goes into, you know, the business side of sports and the how decisions are made.
Thank you.
You know, so I think that that's really important. And I'm a kind of person, I like to look at those things. I mean, I grew up watching sports and I was always kind of the person where, you know, my team lost today, I'm looking at the score. But now, as I'm older, I'm realizing, well, there's a lot more to it than, you know, it's 7-3 final score, you know.
Pardon my interruption. It's one of the things that's interesting to me is that, especially what we had last week, there's a gentleman that I was introduced to from kind of some of my music networkings, Jeremy Bridges, who's a former NFL player. And as I was definitely corrected last week, I called him former Bird Gang member because he played on the Cardinals. He is always a Bird Gang member. So shout out Jeremy Bridges. Don't come get me, dog. But one of the things is that you're learning from understanding, trying not to always have looking at it from your perspective, but looking at it from the other perspective. When you talk about athletes and you always hear that term, I would play for free. And then when you see Ed, when you see him limping and you see him in pain, because he gave his body for football, but also to get paid.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
And I see Jeremy Bridges and I'm looking at him and he's a big guy and he's, you know, still a young guy and he's very muscular, but he's in pain. He's sitting down and talking about how, Jay, I'm sitting right here talking to you and my back is killing me.
Yeah.
And it's those things. So when you talk about, I'd do it for free. No, you wouldn't, because you pay the price with your body. And so it's trying to come from those different perspectives. And I think that's what I hope that we try to do. And it's interesting to me how fans tend to take the side of management, even though in their daily lives, they want people to take the side of the frontline work.
Sure.
It just amazes me. But
That's important. What would you say your biggest challenges? I know life certainly has that. What would you consider that to be? I mean, just from, you know, a professional standpoint or, you know, personal, what does that look like for you?
Professionally and personally, I think that it's the same challenge. It's trying to run into fear. When I'm out there every day, so for both my primary business and for the radio as well, and I'm out there prospecting and trying to build business and trying to build relationships, there's a Bible, part of a Bible verse that says, don't get weary in well-doing.
Sure.
So it's the, well, should I knock on that door and introduce myself? Well, all they can say is no. That's all they can say.
I agree.
So it's going in and it's just saying, hey, how you doing? And introducing yourself. I mean, you know, if y'all can't tell from my voice, I'm a black man and I'm not a diminutive man. And so when I walk into some of these businesses, I've walked in many times and they look at me and it's hard for somebody to understand if they've never gone through it, whether it's a woman that's been, that's had a guy look at her inappropriately, or it's a, you know, a person of color that's felt discriminated against. When you walk in and you feel that tension, you feel the difference in the room.
Sure.
And I walked in and introduced myself and I said, hey, and tried to talk to them about maybe becoming an advertising partner or maybe trying to add them as an account for my primary business. And they say, oh, that's nice. And they throw my card on the ground. It's getting over the fear and pushing through on all things that you do. And that's a work in progress.
So, I've seen that in my, you know, in life. Sometimes it's basically moving on. And, you know, the sooner you can move on, the better it becomes. So I guess a lot of it's just, you know, overcoming the adversity.
Yes, sir.
Would you say in the sports industry, whether, you know, sports broadcasting, would you say it's the competitiveness sometimes makes it harder because you know, we're here in a market that, you know, there is a lot of that. And with it, with, as far as, you know, sports radio shows and the nature of it, it's hard. It's sometimes easier said than done with that.
Yeah. And this is aspirational. So it, maybe it's that LeVar Ball speak it into existence thing. But when I hear some of the shows that are, say, for example, on Monday through Friday, I know Ed and I have talked about this before. We know we could kill being on Monday through Friday drive time.
Sure.
Drive time, morning, whatever the case may be. There's an investment that goes into that. But the point is that because it's the same show, there's a show or two that I listen to that I find like Bickley and Murata. I mean, I'll be the first one to say I like the way that their interaction. When they laugh and you can tell they're having a genuine good time. When they have disagreements, they're genuine disagreements, they're not manufactured. And I think that's interesting. That's compelling. It's just try not to do the same show over and over again. You try to have some uniqueness. And that's why you've heard me say a couple times mentioning hip hop, because it's part of who I am, and that bucking against the system, so to speak, that hip hop initially was steeped in, that's kind of what I try to do. And it's not being different for the sake of being different, but saying, why do I have to be like you when that's not how I see it?
Certainly. I think that's, you know, important, you know, staying true to yourself. I mean, I think you really said that in a very good way, is, you know, being, it's okay to be a little bit different. You know, I mean, there may be certain things or certain shows that have a standard way, but you mentioned this, you know, what you and Edward do is a little different. Like myself and Karen Nowicki, who's the president and CEO here of Max 6, Business Radio X, that we've talked about that, you know, this platform here being different from some of the media outlets. So sometimes in life, it's, you know, it's okay if you're a little bit different from, you know, what the other people are doing. You know, it's just being who you are and being comfortable with that, and being realizing that, you know, everybody does it a little different.
Yeah.
So I think that's certainly important.
Everybody's not all one thing. There's, I'm a big fan of Chris Rock. And so there's one of his stand-up routines where he says that if there's some things that I'm conservative about and there's some things that I'm liberal about, listen to the argument before you decide, as opposed to saying, no matter what you say, I'm on this side. So, and that can be about whether you're pro salary, whatever it is, whether it's sports, music, politics, whatever, it's being able to be open-minded to things.
Certainly, yeah. You have you mentioned on your guest form about the five hustle approach. I was looking at that and was really excited to hear about that. Tell our listening audience what that means to you, the five hustle approach.
I listen to a lot of SiriusXM radio. I listen to some podcasts, just in generally reading, talking to different people. And there was something that I heard about, and I'd heard this maybe a year or so ago. I think I read about it somewhere on a website. But the five hustle approach is this. If you break things down into tiers, your number one job or your number one hustle, for slang purposes, that's where you're going to probably derive most of your income from. And then as you go down, 2, 3, 4, 5. So if something happens where maybe you're working a 9-to-5 in your primary hustle, whatever it is, maybe that primary income is impacted for reasons outside of your control. If you have other things that you're working on and that you're good at, that can help to offset. But it can also open up different opportunities. So, you know, my primary business is pressure washing. And then I have the radio. And then I'm trying to work up to 5. I'm trying to get there. I think I'd say the podcasting is maybe 3 somewhere, just because, and it's trying to find out ways to monetize them. But it's also trying to do something that you're interested in, maybe that allows you to express maybe different parts of yourself. So that's the five hustle type of mindset and goal.
Certainly awesome to hear that. I mean, I think having that set in mind, does that keep you motivated going every day? I mean, you know, some on the days where, you know, maybe things aren't going as well, does that keep you going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's really something I tried to start really implementing probably as of January 1st. And my wife, she'll look at me sometimes and say, you're running yourself. You seem you're burning the candle at both ends. And I'm saying, well, I just have to find a balance and be able to find some good space for me, because you hear about people who are successful in business, people who are successful in their careers, that work harder, well, they work smarter, okay? But they work harder than the other person. And that's what I want to do. And I don't think it's ever too late in life to do that. I think it's a matter of just trying to find that balance. But it's, I, it's cool in the sense that my mind is always running. So I'm trying to, what can I do? Got my business cards with me. I'm out and I'm trying to meet people and do different things and trying to take advantage of opportunities and leverage relationships.
Certainly. Yeah. I know you mentioned about the pressure washing, here. How did you get into that? What prompted you to become a business owner and get involved in that sort of industry here?
Sometimes you just never know where, I guess, when you're on your life's journey, and these are certain things that you, I don't know if you're religious at all, but there's, you would hear, I hear my pastor talk about, you got to listen to the voice of God. And I'll say, how do you do that if you talk about that it's like a whisper? I don't get it. I'm listening. I'm trying to be quiet. And they be still and do all these things. And sometimes when things happen, if things would happen career-wise, I've been a part of downsizing and different things like that. And so instead of maybe taking that time to figure out where God wanted me to be, I just ran to the next opportunity to try to fill that income gap, if that makes any sense.
Certainly, yeah.
And so the last opportunity that came, this came about because I was at a job that I wasn't happy with. I've been there for, almost a year. So I just wasn't happy. I was doing it just because it was making X amount of money. So I was doing it. And so there was an opportunity that came about. My current business partner, he's going to be retiring. And so he said, here's an opportunity. Would you be interested in doing this? And so, I didn't grow up saying, one day I'm going to be a pressure washer. I'm on a pressure washer and I'm going to go out and do this stuff. But where it does fit is being an entrepreneur.
Certainly.
Where it does fit is trying to control your destiny. Where it does fit is the ability to say, gosh, okay, I'm not working 9 to 5, but I'm working 9 to 5 because I'm trying to figure things out.
Sure.
And so that's where that came about. So it's learning. It's not rocket science, as my partner always says, but it's not rocket science. It's just a matter of trying to build relationships and do what you say you're going to do. And that, so that's kind of where that came about.
Yeah, that is certainly, I appreciate your wisdom there. That is, I'm really taken by that. I really enjoyed hearing that. Do you find in life, and I've been kind of thinking about this over the last several weeks as I've been kind of going through my own journey, that you find when things happen more natural versus when you think you expect them to happen, it's better. And I've kind of, the last month, I've been going through my mind with that. What's your thought about that? And I know you have a lot of wisdom.
I would like to say yes. I think it's the, what is it? Again, when I get this, I have to send it to my pastor and maybe he'll say, you listen after all sometimes. The story in the Bible where they, when they're on their journey and they're going around the same mountain over and over again, because you're not learning the lessons, right? So what we talked about a little earlier is fear, not letting fear get you. So is it the not taking, you could fail at something and that doesn't mean that you weren't meant to try it. You could fail at it and that's okay. But it's about, did you fail? Because you just said, okay, I'll try this. I didn't really try, but I signed up for it. I signed up for the gym. I just didn't go. So that's why I'm working out. It doesn't work for me. No, you signed up, but you didn't really give the effort. And that's what it comes down to. So it's really trying to focus on why am I going through this same test again?
Right.
Okay. Maybe it's because I'm a little too shy in terms of putting myself out there and trying to introduce myself. Cause it's the ebbs and flows,
right,
of meeting people and trying to network and do these things. Cause believe you me, I might be on the radio and I perform too. And it's funny because I get off the stage and it's the old WB Frog, from the cartoons back in the day where he's performing for the guy. And then when he gets in front of the stage and he's quiet, and he just says, ribbit. That when I'm off the stage, I'm that ribbit. I mean, I'm just, okay. I'm kind of kicking it, but it's trying to push yourself to get out of that. And I think that's where opportunities will open up. If you just put yourself in uncomfortable situations.
So just getting out of that comfort zone, I guess, it's easy to do things that, you're familiar with, but it's just trying to do something that maybe you're not familiar with.
It is. Yeah. And I'm going to mention something from Russell Simmons, the Def Jam, the Def Jam founder, co-founder. It's funny because when you have the kind of the Me Too movement and all these things going on, a lot of these, some of these quotes, you're thinking, gosh, these are from people that are respected businessmen, but that have made very poor choices. But it's that, it's the saying that if you look around the room and you're the smartest person in the room, you need to be in a different room. It's also if you want to really advance, surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. And so, hey, you're great at technology. Let me learn as much from you. And then once I've learned as much as you, it doesn't mean I throw you away, but it says, okay, great. Now, who else can I learn from? And that's where I'm trying to get to.
trying to, you know, having mentors, I think it's really important. It's one of the things that, you know, I've learned here at Phoenix Business Radio X, and just in my, you know, personal journeys, having mentors is important. So, you know, when you know, the ebbs, like you said, the ebbs and flows of life, you know, where the, you know, the goods and the bad times, and yes, being able to balance those things. I know you had also mentioned up on your guest form about hip hop playing a role in your life and your ventures. And I'm also a very big music fan myself. And I think that's awesome that you've had hip hop that's been able to help you through your life and ventures. Now, how has that been?
I'm naturally introverted. And so my love of music and wanting to perform, that forces me to be extroverted. So hip hop is about expression. So it's about whether expression through fashion or music, obviously with art, things of that nature. So that going against the grain mentality, though, all those things, that's kind of hip hop. And that can also be, you know, punk rock. It could be a lot of different genres of music. But for me, that's what hip hop represents. And so that's why the things that I do, hip hop is kind of at that base oftentimes. So it's a matter of, that's why I bring it to the radio show. Of course, that's why I do the hip hop podcast, the Microphone Masters podcast, but, and not try to dumb it down with the, yo man, tell me how come you, man, feel me. But it's, hey, let's talk about this issue. And I mean, we're all intelligent. We can be intelligent and still have a love for the music and the culture and all the things that it can do for us. But so that's kind of where that it all plays a part in what I do.
Yeah, I think that is great that, you know, you mentioned about, you know, you're being an introverted person and how music brings the extrovert. And I kind of see that myself too. I am much the same. I listen to a lot of blues, jazz, and I can relate to that. I went to Colorado a couple of weeks ago, and right before I went to a big sports seminar, I went to see Bob Seger in concert, and that kind of brought my extroverted part out of me. And I was ready after hearing his music the next day to say, you know what, hearing his songs, thinking about life. So that kind of brings the extrovert. So I think that's awesome that you bring that out, how music can bring the extroverted part out of people, you know?
To that point, though, it's what you just mentioned there. So anytime that you're going through something where you think, I can't do this, remember what that feeling was. And that's what I try to bring. That's what I try to remind myself seriously when I'm going through. Well, I was yesterday someplace that I went in that hopefully they'll end up becoming an advertising partner in some way. But for Easy Sports, I passed this place at least half a dozen times. And on Friday, I went in and I said, hello, my name is. And they said, oh, cool. Come talk back to us on Monday. I'm thinking, all right, I'll come Monday. And then we sat down and the person said, I think we're going to do something. And I said, you know, why the heck didn't I do? And it's going around the mountain over and over again. And that's what you have to. There was, for the longest time, I performed in a group setting. So when I was at San Jose State, I, you know, my crew, my one of the most famous members of my crew is Kobe Bell. He's an actor, done a lot of different things. So my boy Kobe, he ends up leaving the group, and then I kind of take the role and I'm the leader of the group, but I'm still in the group setting. So I move out here and I'm solo, and I don't want to be solo. So I join a band, and so I'm the front man of the band. So I'm doing my thing, and then it came time for me to be solo for a little bit. And that's intimidating because it's just me on stage. It's just me walking into these businesses. It's just me doing this stuff. And that's scary. It could be intimidating, but you just got to, sometimes it takes me two or three cold calls, so to speak, before I say, all right, I'm feeling it now. And it can be a slow play, but whether it's had a performance on Friday and there were, mostly, you know, it was a sparse crowd, but three people came up to me afterwards and said, man, you were great. I like you. And it wasn't one of those, oh, you're a fellow artist and you said I was dope just because I see you at every show. No, it was somebody who was sitting at the bar and said, yo, can I buy you a drink, man? Because that was great. Thank you. That's why you do it. And that's what you have to remind yourself.
And just reminding yourself of, you know, I think that people are, you're going to meet people of all different kinds, and you just have to, you know, be yourself. You know, I think that's the biggest part. Mm-hmm. Have you found in your experience, you know, being on air or being in around sports, that there's times where you think something is a certain way, but it's not? And I've found that in life where it just seems one way, but it's not.
Yeah, I think here's something that I interviewed a gentleman the other day that is incarcerated. And artists incarcerated, so putting on a project, and this is for the music podcast that I do. In my mind, I'm sure you got, you may, maybe you've heard like there's the don't snitch. I mean, that the don't, no snitching campaign, right? That, I don't care if it's on the street level or if it's in politics with people giving, having you give testimony. And just because you're saying something counted, now you're, now everything you said is a lie when you were just supporting me 3 weeks ago. But he was incarcerated. You got to take it with a grain of salt. He says, I didn't do this. So I know who did it, but I'm not going to tell. So I'm in jail. I'm not going to snitch. I would like to think, and this is obviously not the case, I would like to think that whether you're college educated, high school educated, still going through school, that that taking the blame for somebody else for something that you didn't do when you're going to be away from your family for years and years and decades is just counterintuitive. So that's something that I would like to think that we're beyond that, but we're not. And that's something that it just saddened me, that conversation. So I had to cut it short because it just saddened me so much when you think that that's, that this is not the way it is, but it is the way it is. And that's unfortunate.
So I guess it's sometimes your intuition tells you something and it is, and it depends on the situation.
I made it a point to talk to my oldest son. I have two sons, a 17 and a 12-year-old. And I told him about the conversation yesterday on the way home. And I had to tell him, in case I haven't told you before, don't you ever take the fall for somebody else and just kind of have that conversation. But because you just sometimes you don't think that you need to have those conversations. And that's where an example where I thought it was this way. You hear about this, but you just don't think that that's the way it is. But it is the way it is, unfortunately.
Right. For our listening audience, I mean, Business Scorecard, we talk a lot about the business of sports and whether it be here in Arizona or outside of this state. For people that want to get involved in, let's say, sports radio or in the sports industry, in the business, what would your recommendation be to them? And I know there's a lot of different approaches. You know, I myself have talked to a lot of people, but from what you've seen, what's your recommendation?
I'm the guy that, I'm not the traditional approach to it. So I'm a little bit different because I didn't major in communications or, you know, radio broadcasting or film or whatever in college or anything. I would say podcasting isn't a bad way to start, but more so it's not... This is going to seem like it's a no-brainer. Speak without saying ums and uhs and ers. Pregnant pause is just as effective as some run-on sentence. So, having said that, study your craft. Study those who you look up to. So there might be a handful in it, and it could be somebody across, maybe somebody in sports, maybe somebody in news, whatever the case may be. In our case, or in my case, I learned by doing. I really learned by doing, falling, understanding. There's a TED talk by a guy who I really like, Bomani Jones. There was a TED talk that I came across where he mentioned the fact that, and he's a guy that I assume is the guy that always pushes the boundaries and doesn't care about rules. But his TED talk was about understanding what the boundaries are, and then push those boundaries as far as you can. So understanding how to work within those boundaries and then push them instead of trying to change the whole paradigm, work within those boundaries. So it comes down to, there's going to be people that, hi, my name is Javon Adams and I'm going to tell you about no, be you. And that may make it difficult for you to get into the business. Thankfully, the airtime that we have and what we do at 1060 AM is ours. And there are, of course, FCC rules that we have to comply with. But outside of that, it's our show. And so we're able to do that. Now, there might be some concessions you have to make along the way, but you really just have to be you. Because right. You can turn on the radio in so many different markets. And I'm sure that when you travel, and I know recently you've been traveling out of state, if you turn on sports radio, it sounds like the sports radio in Los Angeles, or it sounds like the sports radio somewhere else.
It really does. I mean, obviously the market's a little bit different, but I mean, the standard is very much the same. So I think just being yourself, I think you can't, having that authenticity. And I've seen it, you know, myself, of going through sports workshops and talking to different teams. You can portray one thing, but people will get to know who you really are.
Right.
So you have to be authentic to who you really are.
Yeah.
Would you say with sports, and you know, a lot of the show I focus on, you know, the business of sports, is there a certain personality or a certain way someone needs to be that's going to succeed? Or is that depending on the team or what industry you're in, your experience? What have you seen?
I think as I learned from a marketing professor years ago, the best answer is it depends.
Sure.
And this is why I say that, because there are, when I'm going in and I'm trying to make inroads, say with the business, and they're looking at me and they say, and they're maybe a little apprehensive. And then I say, and my partner is a 10-year NFL veteran. Oh, really? All right, man, now you're interested. Now you're interested. I just told you how, what our reach is and all these different things. Now you're interested. So it's be you, try to push yourself, be, use your personality. And I think your personality should shine through. And if it does, then and make tweaks along the way, because again, being the driver of a show is the one that you're setting up the run sheet. You're figuring out what your topics are. You're doing all that stuff. And so, which is odd that, again, that Ed does a lot of that. And I try to take some of that stuff away from him so that I can throw some surprises in there for him. But being the driver, especially on the Microphone Masters podcast or whatever, you're setting the table. Being on the other side, so I don't necessarily have to have all kinds of flair and really have a lot big personality. That's what, in my experience, that's what Blaze was for. That's what Star Saxon does. Now that's me on the other side. And I get it. So I'm being true to myself, but understanding what the role is, again, what those parameters are, and I'm operating within those now from the other side and being the guy that ideas are bounced off of. So it's just a matter of be you, try to make relationships with maybe the athletes or the people within the organizations, and that will help you. When I think about, there's nothing that infuriates me more than when I hear somebody give a better interview than me. And what I mean by that is, man, why couldn't I be a little bit more conversational? Why couldn't I pick up on that? Because that's what I want. Because when I hear Bomani's a great interviewer, Bomani's good. Dan Patrick is really good. Though those are just two examples of people that have different styles. So Bomani's a little bit more hip hop and the way he approaches it. And Dan Patrick is conversational, but a little bit more professional, I guess you could say. Two different into the spectrum, but they still accomplish the same goal of really, really being able to get people to let down their barriers. And if you can do that, then a lot of doors will open up. Hey, let me introduce you to this person. Now you have access to this person, no matter when you need them, you'll have access. And that's where I think the inroads start to be made.
Would you say, and I've kind of experienced this on my own personal level, and I wanted to get your perspective on this. Having relationships, you know, there may be, and I've kind of seen this, where you have a relationship with somebody from a team, or you may not be the cultural fit for what that team is looking for, but you can keep a good relationship with, let's say, the marketing director or the director of ticket sales. Can that change, from your opinion, the perspective of how that organization looks at you with building that relationship from time? And I know that probably everybody has a different view of that. I know you've been in the industry and have a lot of words of wisdom, so I wanted to ask you your perspective of that.
This is how I'll answer that. This year has been interesting for me because the last 360 days, so to speak, going to press conferences and doing some of those team activities, because that's a world that I'm still trying to maneuver within. So when, for example, the Association of American Football, still getting used to the acronym, when I'm in the press box there and seeing how things are done, and it's so quiet in these press boxes and all this stuff, and trying to figure out how to find my way to maneuver within those parameters. So it's a work in progress for me. I think what I found, at least from the business world, when I was in advertising, and I think that there may be some overlap here, is that if you are genuine, then I think when people are not genuine, when they're not authentic, then if you're critical, let's say if you're critical about an organization, or if they ask you to do something or whatever, then it becomes an issue. But if you're genuine and they know what space you're operating from, where you're coming from, I think that can help you in tough times or in times of conflict or in times of uncertainty, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's just, you know, like you said, being authentic, and people that are authentic are really going to be seen that way. So someone may not be that company culture fit, but because they're authentic, they're going to be looked at maybe, well, hey, you know, this person was authentic. He's not a fit for my organization, but I have someone that maybe is.
Right. Yeah. And that's in a networking session that I was in, I think, last week. And so the person said, I don't know somebody, but I can pass you on to somebody. And it was, and so if you're not getting information from somebody about if you're not getting good vibes from somebody, you're not going to take that extra step.
Right.
And so so that's what you get. If you're coming in from the media side and it seems you're just always trying to take instead of give, I mean, be a giver and then you'll ultimately get things back. If you operate from that space, but if you think that nobody will ever give back to me, then I think you're already behind the eight ball because you're not at least giving yourself an opportunity to operate from a positive space.
So it's always, remaining positive. Here at Phoenix Business Radio X, we're all about building relationships and helping one another in the community. I know you are very much involved in this community with Easy Sports Talk and mm-hmm. with your business. Here at our studio, how can we help you as far as continue to build what you're doing and what can we do here that can further help you and your causes, whether it be on Easy Sports Talk and your power washing business or just in your own personal journey here?
If you keep me top of mind, that is much appreciated. So if you don't mind, I mean, with my pressure washing business, if you go to majesticservices.net, majesticservices.net, and you'll be able to see what services that we offer. Just keep us in mind, free obligations, no obligation, free quotes. In terms of Easy Sports Talk, listen. Listen, 10:60 a.m. every Saturday, 10 to noon. If you want to get involved, you can give me a call. No worries at 602-614-9401. So at 602-614-9401 on either fronts, and we can talk about it. But when I'm leaving a hip hop show, I'm a little older, so I don't go out to as many shows as I want. It's that I like to call it opportunity cost. I could be at home with my wife, or I could be at a show. So sometimes I'm often home with my wife. But it's if I see a flyer and if I look at the flyer, and at least I look at the artist and see what they're offering. Okay, great. That's better than seeing the flyer on my car and just throwing it off without looking at it. So if you just keep me top of mind, keep us top of mind, that's much appreciated.
Absolutely. I know, Edward has mentioned later on, as we get into the spring, into the summer, about places, for live broadcasts. Are there certain kind of businesses that you would like to broadcast as we get into baseball season and, later on in spring into summer?
We're flexible.
Sure.
So we've been at pet food companies, pet food business, local pet food business in Chandler at Maduro's Fine Cigars and Tobacco, at restaurants, so breakfast restaurants. We're flexible in that concern. So if there's ability to have a little bit of shade, we like that. But other than that, we want to support businesses that have a positive reputation in the community, and then also that we feel good about supporting. I mean, it's because I guess it's the what is it the Cliff Kingsbury where he mentioned positive things about Kyler Murray, and now everybody's saying that, well, because you said you would have drafted him if you had the opportunity, now you have the opportunity to draft him. So when I say we don't want to support businesses that are terrible in the community, I mean, I might be influenced if somebody says I want to be a presenting sponsor, but what it really comes down to is we want to support businesses that we love working with. There's nothing worse than going to a remote and feeling, gosh, I don't want to be here for the next 2 hours or for the next 2.5 hours.
Certainly.
As we're setting up and breaking down, et cetera. So really, and really, if I may, a success story that we have, there's a brewery out in Litchfield Park. It's a Transplant City Beer Company. And the fact that we've had, I don't know what level of impact that we've had on it, but when we go in and when I stop by and I talk to them and I say, hey, and I ask them how things are going, and they say that because of the relationship that they have with us, that business, that we're a part of making their business successful, that's what we do it for. And I couldn't be more honest about that. That makes me happy. Makes me happy. So
I know Ed had mentioned this. You guys will be going to Las Vegas for the do a broadcast up there. Is there?
Yes, that's because Ed's father is, yes, his health is, yeah, is failing right now. So it's more important than, understandably so, for him to make sure that he's here for that. So we're probably still going to go. I might bring my man Earl Burnett, Casual E, with me to Vegas for the charity event. So I'll be talking to Earl about that today. I'm trying to figure that out. But yeah, so we want to make sure that as close to home, we don't want him too far away and having him worry about things that aren't nearly as important as his parents.
Yeah, I think that's certainly important. Now, I know with 1060 AM, he has a pretty good signal range. Do you guys look at businesses that are maybe outside of Phoenix, maybe Prescott or areas just to the north where, you know, maybe as, you know, some of the warm summer months, a little bit cooler up there, mm-hmm. those kind of places? I know that, you know, with FM signal, you can pick up 1060 over there.
I remember when this is when I'm still, before Ed and I formed a partnership, where he was out in San Diego because he had a wedding, I think, to attend. And so he was out in San Diego and he brought the equipment. And so he broadcast from San Diego. So if you think about it from a business perspective, all business owners, if you're listening, if you're in San Diego, you're in Las Vegas, you're in Prescott, let's say you have, it's a destination place, being able to, it's about brand awareness. It's about planting the seed. So if somebody is able to hear and understand that they can make a day trip up to, you know, up north, then sure. that helps because they're planning, what am I going to do with my kids this weekend? Oh, I know what I'll do next weekend. This is already Saturday. I know what I'll do next weekend. So we're not opposed to that. And because we have the ability to take that equipment with us, they can get that exposure here in the Phoenix metropolitan right. area for their.
So even if it's outside the signal range, like, you know, I know Prescott, you know, sometimes you could pick it up, sometimes you can't. So even if it's outside the signal range, you could still listen online and people can get that experience going to, whether it's Las Vegas, Prescott, San Diego. Yeah. So those are businesses that you're
especially for when you're thinking about the summertime and what do people like to do when it hits triple digits? Yeah. They like to go to San Diego, Los Angeles, wherever they want to go. So some beach city. And so if there's a hotel, go to Hotel XYZ because they've heard it. And maybe we broadcast from there one day or whatever the case may be. And there's some type of message that's being sent and relayed to them that can help.
Yeah, I mentioned Prescott because there was actually a racetrack called Arizona Downs that's opening up Memorial Day weekend. And they're looking for media coverage. Awesome. And they're right in Prescott Valley, about 90 miles from here. So I just happened to think of them.
That
so.
Would be awesome.
Yeah.
I would. And it's interesting with our partnership with Maduro's. I've learned a lot about, say, cigars, and always talks about, I brought my stick and all that stuff. But so I've learned about them. And so it's about not only learning, but then you can be an advocate. Then you can be a mouthpiece because as I mentioned, the advertising partner in Litchfield Park. And when I'm out and about, or if I'm talking to somebody and I say, hey, go to this business because not because they're an advertising partner, but because I believe in them. And I understand about the business.
You have a true belief in what they do and you can help them.
That makes it easy. Because then last thing I want to do to you, Dan, is to say, go to so-and-so sub sandwich shop. And I know I hate their subs. And you walk in there and you see me next time and you look at me and say, really? You told me to get the pastrami. The pastrami was terrible. Oh, I know, man. But I just had to get somebody in there. That's not good business in either way.
Absolutely. For our listening audience, Javon, how can they get a hold of you if someone wants to reach out? Do you use social media, email? How can our listening audience connect with you if they'd like to?
So we'll start from the music. If you like music, Javon Love, jlovemusic.com, jluvmusic.com. You can find some things. You'll find the podcast that I do, the music podcast, and then also some of my music is obviously on that site, on the pressure washing side. Again, majesticservices.net. If you want, in terms of on the radio side, go to edsmithspeaks.com. You can find information on the radio show as well. If you just want to reach out, 602-614-9401 on all things listed previously, 602-614-9401.
Absolutely. Well, Javon, I really really enjoyed speaking with you this morning. This has been what a wonderful segment. I really appreciate you giving your time on this Tuesday morning in March. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left and some leans right. We lean business. Until next time, I'm Daniel Liguori.